Joining us back on the air today, we have Coach Tom King of the Carbondale Golf Squad. TK, always a pleasure. Thank you again.
Hey, Jordan, thanks again for having me one more time.
Yeah, I always look forward to it, Coach. It's been fun over the last few years talking Carbon High Golf with you. I know at this time of the year, it's not necessarily the conversation that we were hoping to have. I know there were state championship hopes with this team, but the fact is you guys finished third, so you did improve two spots where you finished the last 2 years at state.
Yeah, you know, it's very disappointing to come back when we've been hoping we could have a state championship team, and this team very well could have done it, but, the second day we kind of just got outplayed a little bit, so kudos to Grand County for winning it and Morgan. Morgan is probably the better team out of the two down there, to be honest with you. They're pretty solid, but Grand played awesome. We played very good, but we just didn't play good enough, and we lost it, so... Good for them. It's kind of disappointing for us because we had our goal set to win state, and that didn't happen. But we did take third, and that's probably the best finish Carbon High's finish in the state championship for a long time.
You guys shoot a 326 in day one. I was talking to you about that a bit off the air, and you mentioned how the wind was extremely high, and it definitely affected play. But after day one, after shooting a 326, I mean, you're only five strokes back going into day two. Did you feel good about where the team was sitting?
Absolutely. I told one of the parents I don't want to be leading in the first day. I'd actually want to be just three shots back the first day, just because it maybe gives the kids a little bit of a reason to go out and play harder the second day. And, during the day, I was watching the scores and watching my players and just thinking, oh, my goodness, we're gonna shoot a big number. And, you know, and I knew it was difficult conditions because of the wind. The wind was up really bad, but I just kept thinking, I hope we make the cut, to be honest with you. And then watching the scores come in throughout the day, I just realized not only was it tough for us, but it was tough for everybody else. And being five back was a good thing. I think, you know, that was a really good thing. I tried to give the kids my Ryder Cup speech when the Team United States beat the Europeans, when Ben Crenshaw was the coach back then, or the captain, and I just tell them good things are going to happen, and I have a good feeling about this, and I really did. I thought we could still come back and win it, and if we played good, and we played solid, but we just didn't do it.
With the difficult conditions on day one, Riker still shoots a 74, and he actually goes into the second day of the tournament the leader on the individual leaderboard. How good was that 74?
That 74 if that golf course was playing calm, he would have shot probably 69. It was probably five shots higher that day. So, I mean, that was a very solid 74. I mean, that was very good. And the kid from up shot 75. Their number three player shot 75. So, obviously, he played very well, too. So, I couldn't ask for anything more than that. Riker was in the position he needed to be in. And we were in the position that the team needed to be in.
As far as the second day goes, you guys were led by Ryan Gagan. He shoots a 74. Unfortunately, we couldn't get Ryan and Riker to shoot 74s on the same day.
Yeah, Ryan came back and played immensely good at the last six holes. Through 13 holes, he was actually six over par. And he plays his last six holes four under par, so he played awesome. Ryan really impressed me down the stretch. And then, you know, the second day is the only day that Riker's putter let him down. I personally expected him to shoot 70 that day. He could very well do it on that golf course. Even if he shoots 70, we shoot 300, and we still don't win the championship as a team, but Riker does win the championship as an individual.
I've never got to go to a state championship meet for golf. So as the second day, obviously there's a lot of tension because you guys were so close. I mean, you were five strokes back of Grand. Morgan, I think, was two or three strokes back of Grand. Are you aware of what the other teams are doing throughout the day? Are you aware of what you need to do on the final holes? Or do you not figure that out until it's all said and done?
Me as a coach, I'm personally aware. I know exactly where those kids are because I kind of talk, you know, we have parents that follow their kids, and they also keep scores of their other playing partners. And so so I know where they were at. So I knew exactly where we were at. I knew where Riker was going into the state championship the last few holes. The thing I told the kids, the first tee box, and the first tee box, if you can imagine, there's a lot of people around watching them tee off, and then the final groups have a lot of spectators following them. But I told each kid if they can limit the three putts, if they can limit double bogeys, try not to make any double bogeys, but limit the three putts. And also, if they can win the tee box, and that means if they score lower than any other team or any other player on that particular hole, if they win the tee box more often than not, we're going to win the state championship. And so, yeah, I know exactly where we were. I knew where we were going into the state championship for the last few holes. I knew where Riker was as an individual going to the last few holes. and finding out what Ryan shot, I knew where he was coming down the 18th hole.
At what point in time did you kind of, I don't want to say, I guess, give up hope for a state championship, but what point in time did you realize that it was a steep battle for you guys?
I would say after we completed about 10 holes, after Riker was on hole number 10, I kind of knew we were not going to win the state championship, but there still was a chance for him to win the individual championship as a medalist.
Again, we're being joined right now by Coach Tom King of the Carbondale Golf Squad. Coach, you say goodbye to Riker Smith, a guy that has definitely been a big part of this golf program for quite some time. You also have to say goodbye to Ryan Gagan and also Zaid Carrillo. Let's talk about these three seniors and what they bring to the program.
Yeah, you know, it's going to be hard to lose a kid like Riker Smith. He's carried us year after year, and that's what's been hard on Riker all year long. Is, you know, he knows for us to play good as a team, he has to play good as an individual because we're not that deep. It's bittersweet to lose him. It's neat to see him move on, and he grew up, and to watch him grow up was awesome. But it's going to be hard to lose and replace that kind of kid. And then Ryan Gagan, every year down the stretch, he's come through in the state championship. It's amazing how well he's played in the state championship every year. Sometimes he struggled during the region tournament, but state championship he showed up, and he's... Ryan's a kid that wants to play well for not just himself, but for me. You know, he tries to please me and tries to make me happy, and he's going to be one to lose. It's going to be hard to replace him as well. And Zaid, unfortunately, Zaid didn't, you know, none of his scores counted throughout our team scores. But for that kid to come back last, getting cut the year before, to come back this year, practice hard during the summer and make the team, and he actually went on every trip, that's going to be good for him.
Now, you and I have talked, and you have mentioned that this would be it for you as Carbon Golf Coach. Is that official, or are you for sure done?
Yeah, I've officially turned in my letter of resignation to Principal Bean, and I've decided not to move on as a golf coach anymore for Carbon High. It's kind of hard because I know there's still some good future out there. The future of Carbon High Golf is really good, especially with Brady Gagan and Carson Martinez. Brady's going to be, I can tell you right now, Brady will win region medalist next year. I expect him to. I think he will. And he's a potential state medalist as well. And then the future, there's another kid that's coming up that's in middle school right now, and that's Bodie Sellis, who's going to be one great player. And it's kind of hard to say goodbye to those kids and not be a part of them and move on, but it's time for me to move on.
You know, TK, from my perspective, I'm sad to see you go, not only because of the success that you guys have had on the course, but it's also important to mention that you have three seniors that have been named to the academic All-State team. The standards that you have held these kids to and accomplished with these kids, not only on the course, but in the classroom as well, is something that I got to congratulate you on, because it's every year there's two or three kids that are on this academic All-State team.
Well, I appreciate that, Jordan, and it's not just me. You know, it's obviously the kids. The kids have a good work ethic, and it's their parents. Their parents have pushed grades, but that's one thing we've always talked about. Grades come first here at this golf team, and golf second. I've just been fortunate enough to have enough good kids that have good grades, and then they're good players as well. So I appreciate the kudos, if you will. We've had a good turn. I've had a good seven seasons with the team, and I remember my first year. It was just unbelievable how bad we were as a golf team, and we've grown since. I think we've had two second place finishes and four region titles since then, and we finished fifth, and third now in state. So, it's been a good run.
You mentioned the how bad you guys were when you first took it over. Is it more frustrating to be on a bad team, or is it more frustrating to lose with a good team?
You know, a little bit of both. I think this is more frustrating to lose this state championship with this team. You know, honestly, we were better last year. The golf team we had last year was better last year than this year. Unfortunately, we had a buzzsaw in our region. That was Park City. But we had a really good team this year as well to win state. I knew we could win state. But you and I both talked throughout our conversations how good the Grand was in Morgan. We've been watching those teams, and we knew that was going to be our competition. So, It's disappointing that we lost. We took third, but knowing that we took third to two good teams, and they're both really good teams.
If this is, in fact, the last team that you ever coach at Carbon High School, what are some of the things that you'll take away from this team? Some of the things that you'll always remember with this squad? Because I know you've had a lot of good teams, but at the same time, the last one will probably always hold a special place in your heart, I'm sure.
This will be my funnest team, for sure, over the years. This is the team that was the most fun, probably the least headaches I've had as far as a team. you know, the state championship will be probably the most memorable for me. You know, especially with Ryker having a chance and with Ryan coming down the stretch, playing those last few holes that far under par. That's going to be good. I had a lot of good hopes for this team, and especially with Ryker as a senior. Those will be all my good memories there.
Well, TK, it's always fun to get you on and talk about Carbon High School golf. If we're not talking about Carbon High School golf in the future, we'll definitely get you on and talk about the golf course in general.
Okay, I appreciate that. Thank you.